Rats, like humans, can suffer from high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes. They can have many of the same illnesses that we have with the proper amount of genetic engineering. That's why they're so commonly used as models in research laboratories. Now, the University of Missouri-Columbia has created a clearinghouse to provide scientists with designer rats that suit their specific research needs. Professor John Kreitzer is the director of the Rat Resource and Research Center. He joins us from KBIA in Columbia, Missouri. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, private companies already sell rats for research. How is your center going to be different?
Our center, supported by the National Institutes of Health, will import important rats for biomedical research from a number of investigators around the country and around the world. Some of these rats may not be available through commercial companies.
And so do you then, plant a gene in the rat to model for diabetes or arthritis, or what diseases are you looking for, and how do you program the rat to exhibit it?
Well, there are really two types of rat models that are currently being used. Some are spontaneous, that is, they occur in natural breeding schemes and are recognized to have characteristics which make them important for biomedical research in areas such as cancer, diabetes, arthritis, cardiovascular disease. And more people are inserting new genes into rats to make them even better models to study these diseases.
Is human chemistry so similar to the chemistry of a rat that is why their use in research has grown?
Well, as we understand more about the human genome and uncover more information about the rat genome, we're able to select certain genetic characteristics within the rat that are similar in terms of their disease characteristics to the human. They're obviously very different species, but certainly in cases of human health and disease, certain analogies are very strong, especially in those disease categories we just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. So these rats, you can order them over the web?
You can order them over the web. We anticipate within the next 6 months that people will be able to go to our website, look at the list of available strains, and request those be sent to them.
Now, just in case there are people out there with horrible tendencies, how do you know these rats won't be abused by someone?
It is always a concern. Investigators must go through their own institutional animal use and care committees to receive approval for any of the biomedical research that would be conducted. We would only provide animals to appropriate investigators at accredited academic institutions. So we're very careful to work within the federal guidelines governing use of animals in biomedical research.
Because you're making these rats as available as you are, do you think that the demand for them will increase for research purposes?
By providing more optimal models, those models that'll be more effective in examining human disease, we're actually able to allow the investigators to use fewer number of animals. So if you have a very good model, it may take many, many fewer animals in their experimental protocol than it would if they didn't have such a good rat model. And so we feel that as much as we're very conscious and very concerned about appropriate and ethical use of animals, that certainly developing new treatment modalities for cancer and diabetes, heart disease, and arthritis for human patients is critical. And the best way we know how to do that is through the appropriate use of animals in research.
Thank you for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Dr. John Kreitzer is the director of the Rat Resource and Research Center at the University of Missouri.